It's Monday, August 17th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump's war on the Postal Service continues, and the House agrees to reconvene to try to fight back as distressing reports filter in of the agency removing post office boxes from the streets. Meanwhile, a new report shows that the Trump administration has been using a private security company to detain migrant children and their families at major hotel chains before ejecting them from the country. And lastly, protests intensify in Chicago, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and Portland, Oregon, as Black Lives Matter protesters clash with right-wing nationalists and fascist cops alike.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called her part of Congress back late on Sunday night, saying that the Democrat-led House of Representatives would meet in order to pass emergency legislation that would help save the U.S. Postal Service before the November election. Trump has been systematically destroying the post office for months, using his pet postmaster general, Louis DeJoy, to gut the organization in order to cast more doubts on nationwide voting by mail. So far, according to the Washington Post, DeJoy has used absurd cost-cutting measures to slash post carriers' overtime and other strategies to get the mail on time, as well as removing physical inventory like mail sorting machines and making it so mail-in ballots are no longer automatically sorted as priority mail. Reporters and social media users in multiple cities reported the Postal Service physically removing its own letterboxes from the streets as part of a scaling back process. According to CNN, the agency says it will stop this practice for at least the next 90 days, which is good news for the election, but it's completely clear that DeJoy is trying to demolish any chance of a workable mail voting system before Trump goes up against Biden. The House is back in session this week to pass a bill putting a Band-Aid on this, but you can imagine how far that's going to get with the Republican Senate. At least they're trying. A new report by the New York Times shows that despite the catastrophic pandemic, the Trump administration is still finding new and depraved ways to treat immigrant families on the border. According to the Times, government data and private court documents show that the Trump administration has massively increased detentions of migrants in private hotel chains before deporting them, often placing children as young as a year old under the supervision of transportation workers not licensed to provide childcare. At first glance, this doesn't sound so bad. A hotel room is likely far more comfortable than the dystopian concentration camps that the Trump administration is also using to detain kids and adults on the border. But as the Times notes, this is all being done by a private security company called MVM Inc., which is completely outside of the scope or oversight of normal government operations. There's no accountability or transparency here. A new wave of expulsions are justified under Trump's new pandemic border rules, which is basically just kicking people out of the country en masse, including unaccompanied children, without any thought to the consequences or the condition of the people under their care. The Times reports that under the new policy, most children are just put on planes and sent back to their home countries, though some get turned over to child services in Mexico, which often forces parents into confusing, desperate searches to track them down.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Widespread protests continued to rage across the country this weekend with major actions in Portland, Oregon, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and Chicago, Illinois. We'll run down some of the major events. In Portland, far-right members of the Patriot Prayer and Proud Boys clashed with protesters and allegedly fired a gun, while other members dueled with paintball guns and mace. Some reports on social media suggested that a small plastic pipe bomb was tossed as well. In Stone Mountain, Georgia, Black Lives Matter counter-protesters faced down a smaller contingent of white nationalist 3%er militia members who had applied for a permit to hold a rally in the park, ostensibly to defend the massive Confederate monument there. In both of these places, it looks like the far right is getting more and more bold and pushing for conflict with protesters. And in Chicago, the police cracked down hard on protests and again blamed outside agitators for escalating demonstrations, despite evidence that it was the cops who used aggressive tactics like kettling and baton charges. Chicago police claim that 17 officers were injured during a protest on Saturday. But of course, there's no clear accounting of how many protesters have been hurt.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The big story this week we didn't get to up top is that the Democratic National Convention starts this week. Because pretty much everything in Milwaukee is canceled, DNC officials are going to try to juggle hundreds of different live streams to keep the atmosphere festive and lively for, well, whoever is actually watching. In case you were wondering how the rich and famous are faring through all of this, a new report by the New York Times shows that the wealthy elites are throwing parties in the Hamptons and other wealthy enclaves where private, lightning-fast coronavirus testing happens at the door, provided you can pay. Gee, I wonder who's going to get the vaccine first when it comes out. In a surreal turn of events, a government accountability audit shows that acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, as well as Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, may have been illegally appointed to their positions by the Trump administration. These are the guys ordering many of the federal goons breaking up protests, and they may not even legally deserve the authority they're abusing. And finally, the Trump administration is planning to jack up the costs involved with becoming a U.S. citizen in the fall as part of a systemic push to keep poorer immigrants out of the country.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's all for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Stay tuned for the full show with Sam this afternoon.